It's all a pretty convincing performance against Treviso in the Heineken Cup. How are you feeling about the display today?
Yeah, I said it was. We didn't feel we're firing on all cylinders. We played really well. We know to put 40 points past any teams is a good effort, but we still know there's room for improvement. And we had two trials scored against us, which I think we're really disappointed with. Not to shout out the game, but in general, no, I think boys are pleased.
It was a disappointing Heineken Cup campaign last season, but to get things off on such a positive footing, 5 points, bonus points for the try, and after round one, you're top of the group.
Yeah, it was. I mean, last season, this season were two completely different entities. I mean, you know, we were still finding our feet last season. It came as a bit of a shock. We weren't really prepared for the Heineken Cup. We thought it'd just be like Premiership games, and you know, our pool last year was incredibly tough. This year, we've come in a bit more prepared. And hopefully, I mean, we've got a massive test at Biarritz away next week, and we'll have to see how that goes. That'll be a really good way of measuring ourselves now.
Now, four people got over the whitewash, and then the extra one was Owen Farrell, who managed to notch up 22 points for himself today. Bit of a handy chap to have in the squad, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's showing his versatility. He's been slotting in at 10, slotting in at 12. I'm sure he could play 13 as well if he wanted to. He's just a brilliant rugby brain. He's one of those players who very vocal on the pitch. You know what you're doing when you're around him. He's sort of, you know, I'm going to throw out a Ryan Giggs at Man U sort of thing. Paul Scholes, he just makes people around him play well. He facilitates a lot. And with the experience of Charlie inside him, you know, Brad Barrett around him, people like David Stretchell on the wing, it's, you know, we've got such an experienced back line there. So, you know, everyone's on the same page at the moment. So it's just good to see us scoring some tries, yeah.
Yeah, and how much are you enjoying that sense around Saracens that there's a real development of young English talent? How much positivity does that give you for the future in your career?
Yeah, it's brilliant. While the guys were away at the World Cup, you know, we were in the Premiership. We lost our first game. Arguably, again, we were still on a bit of a high from last year's Premiership final. But then as soon as we got a wake-up call, we had so many young guys step up to the plate, and we've still got more coming back from injury. So we've got Sam Stanley, who, I don't know if you remember, absolutely first game, debut against Bath last year, Bath away, had Ollie Barkley in his pocket. And so he's coming back from a nine-month injury. So I'm excited to see him get back on the pitch on Monday night for the second team. And as you said, today, with people like George Crewe, we've still got Jackson Ray and Will Fraser, are both coming back from injury in the back row. So there's so much competition. You know, really, really, if you're having an off patch, there's someone who can step right in. So everyone's got to be on their game every single week.
Got a bit of a sore ear there. How's that getting on for you?
Yeah, I got a little stud. I think half my ear was hanging off inside the first 30 seconds. So I was supposedly like a bit of a Zippo lighter, just flapping down. So I've had a few stitches in it tonight, and I've got to go see a plastic surgeon tomorrow to make sure it's all okay. But no, it's part and parcel of the game. I'm pretty sure it's one of my own players as well.